Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Arbi Akvashalom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Samech. The Gemara, starting with Daf Nuntet Amud Beis in the end, going into Samech Amud Aleph, tells us that Truma Sedeshin is one of the only avoidas that even though Nasa Mitzvasa, even after you do Truma Sedeshin, there is still Me'ila, which means there is still Gedusha in the Deshin that was taken on the Mizbeach. And as Rashi points out, it needs to be nigenas, it has to be buried in its place, and you cannot enjoy it. What is the reason that Truma Sedeshin is unique, is a part of the Korban which is unique, which even after the mitzvah was done, this still has Kedusha in it? So we find that both the Sfasemes and the Shem Yishmuel say a similar idea to explain this. And we'll start with the words of the Shem Yishmuel, Pashat Saf, Tafishan Gimel, where he explains that what is Truma Sedeshin in general? We know the carbon represents the human being. The blood of the carbon, which is being sprinkled on the Mizbeach, represents the neshama of the human being who goes up to Shemaim in the time that needs to elevate to Shemaim. The Ivorim Budorim, the limbs and the fat, they represent the midos of the Adam. The way he acts based on his neshama. The things that come, that surround the blood, surround the neshama as the midos, and they also go in the Mizbeach and elevate to up to Hashem. But then you have the deshen. The deshen is the garbage, is the things that are burned out. They're the ones that represent the bad, all the bad things that Adam does, and therefore that doesn't go on the Mizbeach, doesn't stay on the Mizbeach. It has to be removed and taken out. That's the idea of the Truma Sedeshin and removing of the Deshin. Because the Deshin, which is a part, which is the dirt, which is the bad in the world, needs to be removed from the Mizbeach. But it adds the Shem Yishmuel, and similarly the Sfasemes in Parshat Tzav, Tafrei Shlamin Hei, that there's still Gdusha in the Truma Sedeshin, as the Gemara tells us over here. And the reason is because Be'etzim, we believe that all the things in the world, including the bad, including all the evil and all the bad deeds, it also has connection to Kedusha. The way the Sfasemes says it is that even the bad in the world, the only way it has power, it has ability to do anything, is because it gets its power from Hashem. So you show its connection to Kedusha. The way the Shem Yishmuel says it is that everything in the world has a nitzoitz of Kedusha, has some sparkle of Kedusha in it. And as they both explain, eventually all the bad in the world will turn to be good as well. And the only way it's possible for that to happen is because it has something right now that belongs to Kedusha. So even though it looks bad and you throw it out of the Mizbeach and you take it out, there's still an Isser Me'ila on it. There's still to tell us that this thing as well, the bad in the world, also has connection to Kedusha. And from there, eventually, you will be able to connect everything in the world to Hashem. That's the idea behind this Gemara, that there's a Me'ilo, even in Truma Sedeshin, after the mitzvah was done. Anyone want to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.